I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You think Minka Fitzpatrick's licking his chops at a chance to hit Deontay Johnson coming across the middle?
Oh, yeah. He might take that fine.
Oh, you take that fine. You take that fine. Texter, you guys are acting like Deontay Johnson is prime Calvin Johnson.
No, he's not. But you know what? Whenever you add him to a roster like the Ravens, he doesn't need to be prime Calvin Johnson. He's just another asset to their offense that could really, really enhance what they do.
Yes. Texter, trying to fix a player can blow up in your face. Just look at AB. Three different teams tried to fix him. He won a Super Bowl.
That's right.
Deontay Johnson is out on loan. That's why I think he's going to help them. If you sign Deontay Johnson to a long-term deal and things don't go the way he wants them to go, he is going to bitch about it. But if you have him for 9 games and then probably a playoff run in the last year of a contract, I think he's going to help you.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean he's not going to do goofy stuff like run backwards, but I don't think you're going to see the lack of effort from him.
Nope.
That you saw here.
No, he wants paid.
Yes. So to think he's not going to help Baltimore, I think is an absurd notion. He is. I don't happen to think he helps them where they most needed help, but he is going to make them a better football team. They've got Zay Flowers. And then they got Hardman. And then they got Deontay.
Bateman.
What did I say?
Hardman.
Oh. Not Mecole Hardman. Rashad Bateman. Thank you. So you got three good wide receivers, two good tight ends, the best running back going, and probably your front runner for MVP at quarterback. I mean, they're averaging like 40 points a game.
Yep.
I don't know that they're going to slow down all that much. They're going to have to outscore that defense. I think that's what they're going for here. But let's not pretend like he does not help them. Let's not do that's such a Steelers fan looking through black and gold color glasses kind of deal.
Let's not act like that they can't make another move either.
They also can.
Before Tuesday.
And that's where I am on all of this, Doran. All the AFC contenders are trying to help themselves.
Yes.
And the Steelers aren't. Now, you can make the argument that, you know, sometimes a guy gets hurt, right? And then he comes back right before a trade deadline. And the general manager will come out and say, well, the guy we just got back from injury, that's like our trade deadline acquisition. You can make the argument, hey, the Steelers upgraded a quarterback. They got Russell Wilson. Yeah, they got to go add more. They got to go add more. I think the Steelers deserve to be talked about with some of the better teams in the AFC. But every one of them, that's not even an exaggeration, every one of them has tried to get better.
Yep.
At the position where the Steelers need to get better. Why? Because all these teams know you've got to score points to win. The Ravens are scoring 40, and they think we need to score more to win.
Mm-hmm.
They scored 10 against the Chiefs in the AFC Championship last year. So they're thinking, we got to score more. The Chiefs, their offense wasn't great last year. It's not great this year until they needed it to be in the postseason, and then of course it was. When they needed to score in the Super Bowl against an elite 49ers defense, they did. Everyone knows. Defense, I don't think, wins championships anymore.
No.
Defense can win you enough games to get into the dance. You need to make plays offensively to win championships now. And I would rather have a Darius Slayton out there, Doran, than a Scotty Miller when my season's on the line in the divisional round. Texter, let's be honest. The Steelers never tried to get a big-time receiver. If you want a big-time receiver, he's got to pay big-time money, and they wanted to get one of these guys for nothing. It doesn't work that way. Well, I just disagree with everything that Texter said. They were in on Brandon Ayuk. They Yep. were in on Devontae Adams, but both of those guys could decide where they wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
They would have paid Brandon Ayuk. That's not conjecture. That's fact. They would have paid him.
But if they would have offered a little bit more, could they have gotten him?
It's a good question.
Right. Like, were they not willing to pay a little bit more to get either guy?
I think they got played the entire time. I think Ayuk ultimately wanted to be a 49er. So maybe there wasn't a price high enough to pay. I mean, $35, $40 million, okay. But that's not even the going rate for him.
See, like, I get confused here, and you could probably help me with this. Did Deontay get traded after or before the draft?
Before.
He got traded before the draft. So, like, how do you not address that? Like, I mean, I understand the Faltanu pick. I understand that he's going to be a good player. But if I'm going to trade basically my number one, like, I got to address that immediately.
They put all their eggs in that Ayuk basket, and I think they thought they were going to get it done on draft day. I think that's why they restructured Alex Highsmith's deal. I really believe they believed it was going to get done.
Mm-hmm.
And then it didn't, and then they continued to pursue it because it's the shiny object out there. It's the dangling carrot. They wanted him for so long that, hey, we're going to get our guy, and then it never wound up happening. As for, you got to give up the farm for these receivers, no, you don't. Devontae Adams reportedly was going to go for a 2, went for a conditional 3. Amari Cooper didn't go for a 2nd. DeAndre Hopkins went for what? A conditional 4th. There was a flopping of a 5th and 6th round pick yesterday in the Deontay Johnson trade. None of these guys are going for a king's ransom. It's why I kind of chuckle, well, they're going to have to give up a lot for Darius Slayton. I think Darius Slayton might be a better player than Deontay Johnson. He certainly has a bit as big of a pain in the ass as Deontay Johnson. But, you know, is he better than DeAndre Hopkins at this point? Probably.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be in that area.
Mm-hmm.
So go give up a 4th or 5th round pick for a Darius Slayton. Come on now. Hey, I think that's a misframing of the conversation. Well, you can't give up the farm. You can't sell your future, mortgage your future for a wide receiver. They won't have to. None
Who cares
of these teams
about
have.
The future anyways right now?
Yeah.
You're 6-2. You're feeling really good about your quarterback situation. You're feeling pretty good about your defense. You're leading the division. Why not just go for it?
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about the future right now in a 2nd or even a 3rd or 4th round pick, honestly. I'm in the middle of this right now. I'm living where my feet are at. Like, I know if I enhance this receiving core, this could help us really clear the vision of the picture that we want to draw.
Yes.
Like, just do, like you and you've already acknowledged and told us that this is a need, and everybody around you is shoring up this need. And you had out of all these teams that got Amari Cooper, the Bills. Well, maybe the Bills. Amari Cooper, the Devontae Adams, now Deontay Johnson, DeAndre Hopkins. You probably were number one.
Yes.
That needed it the most.
Yes.
For months.
You know what's happening here? Because people think the Steelers aren't going to get a wide receiver, they're now saying that they don't need one and it's not worth giving up a pick.
Exactly.
That's what's happening. Oh, they're not going to get one. So you're doing the mental gymnastics. It'll be fine. It'll be okay. And look, I am more encouraged by the Steelers' receivers today than I had been 3 weeks ago, because you're seeing what Russell Wilson has done with these guys, and they look like true, legitimate NFL players in Calvin Austin III and in Van Jefferson. But when the Penguins traded for Marian Hossa, I'm sure all those teams in the NHL that are fighting for them, fighting for playoff positioning in the Eastern Conference, think, oh, damn.
Oh, my God.
We got to keep up with the Joneses.
Right.
Like, when a contender adds and you fancy yourself a contender, you should try to keep up or surpass. The way they've played with Russell Wilson these last 2 weeks, I don't view the Steelers anymore as this, oh, they should just get into the playoffs and maybe win a playoff game. I'm hoping they're striving. They are striving for something more, so act like it. It's an arms race. Go get something. Go get munitions. Find a way. And I don't think it's going to cost all that much.
You're acting like it on the field, and it's crazy to say, but Mike Tomlin's acting like it. On the field, making the moves that he's made, obviously at the quarterback position. They're telling us on the field-wise that, hey, we're in this thing. We want to go for it right now. But then it takes two to tango. Like, what are you doing upstairs? We need more players. Like, we need another receiver. We need another this. We need another that. And it's just been quiet. Like, they're telling us on the field-wise that we're going for it. But upstairs, it seems like it's like, okay, like, we want to get the right deal for us. We're not going to overpay. We're going to make sure it's right. Like, sometimes it doesn't work that way.
No, if I'm going to a formal in college and I'm trying to get a little something-something, I ain't going bargain basement shopping.
Mm-mm.
I'm getting Gucci. I'm getting the nicest watch I can. I'm getting snake boots, snake skin boot. Like, I'm looking hot. Like, you go bargain basement shopping, then the girl doesn't want to go home with you. It's your fault.
Yep.
Like, you're settling. And they're kind of settling here at receiver, unless to me they get a Darius Slayton. Because I think he's a legitimate number two receiver. He's an above average to good number two wide receiver. So if that means you got to give up a fourth round pick, pay what you got to pay. The word is urgency. That's why you paid Patrick Queen. It's why you got rid of Kenny Pickett. It's why you brought in two quarterbacks, not yes. one. It's why you get Deshaun Elliott. Like, they spent money in a way they don't usually spend money this offseason. They operated in a way they don't usually operate. They fired their OC last year. They made a switch at quarterback, like you just said, at 4-2, because they didn't want to be the Kenny Pickett team on steroids. And that's kind of what they look like. Run the ball, play defense, yep. let Justin Fields go make a play or two. No, they're striving for something more. Well, the front office needs to get on this then, because it doesn't just end in the offseason. You have up until the trade deadline to finalize the roster that you're going to battle with. So go get a guy. And yeah, there's added pressure. Not just because Deontay Johnson goes to the Ravens, but because every one of these teams got better.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.